It's BitCon. And I'm giving it to you seriously. In other words, if you have a Soros who wishes to eliminate Christianity, see, and you want to have the process of that, how that happens, and yet have another form of non-religion, then does the soul have the value? That's what I'm putting on the table. In other words, the action can be positive or negative, and you can have something that can be in between. You could have a soul that incarnates into a physical dimension of the planet Earth and have free will within the geographical and cultural framework of that person. It's something that is, you bring forth and say, well, there's not enough space by which to bury people. So people talk of, you know, they talk of cremation, which I'm really not for because of the soul transfer thinking. So I hope that our second hour has been worth it to you.
All the doctors make the old people.
Hello?
Just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
This is the third hour of Parker Pathways. This is May 21st, 2017, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I hope that you can hear us well, and and be a part of our program. At the there was the idea of the talked about before of the global seed vault, and it's in a area of the world which the Sol Board is in the Arctic, and it's located approximately 808 miles. From the Arctic Circle in the Norwegian island of Spitsbergen. And the seed vault contains about 1 million packets of crop seeds. And it's to protect the world's food supply and against the potential natural or man-made disaster. And it's flooded. And as I understand it, no seeds were destroyed. And the idea that that no seeds were destroyed is a very good outcome. But there's another place on the earth. It's in Colorado. It's in Fort Collins, Colorado, where there's another seed bank. And of course, that's how they protected like Fort Knox. And along with the seed bank is the Human Genome Project that was completed out in about the year 2003. And the idea is to have an Earth, what's called a Earth Biogenome Project. And the idea here is that what is really called the eukaryotic species, you know, like salamanders and lizards and pigeons and mice, and chimpanzees and hagfish, in terms of things, is to have, there's certain gene sequences which in those, as an example, of those species. And they're as valuable as the seeds because that form of evolutionary history goes to the higher organisms and it improves all these classifications of the evolution of the species along with the what's called the co-commitment human. Now, there's a bank of, there is a Earth Biogenome Bank, and that has to be preserved because the way it's expected that if there was another nuclear war, there would be a loss of the historical processes by which all species would be not only lost, but again could not be recreated. So this gets us into the idea of, I'm wondering if we're on air. Since I'm going to be talking, oh good, about the satellite. See, what's happening with the Earth genomic system for different species, which will be part of those entrance of chromosomes that will be saved in the chromosome bank, is that they have to be tracked. Now, in terms of the way it is now with satellites, you have satellites that are tracking your toilet water for the amount of drugs and forms of chemistry that's in your toilet water, which is contaminating the water supply. And the idea is that you, the government wants this to be expanded, of course, to Planet Labs, which is called the Blackside Global Project. Now, in order to track the formation of the codes which are inside the body that are being placed there by body chips during surgery and this type of thing, you have, which we talked about, of course, the Federal Communications Commission has these, what they call the equivalent measurements. In other words, you have low data rates. You can have a beam angle, you know, which loses energy. You can have a low frequency nature of an X band and an S band radio, which is what that's called. But the low frequency emissions, which are UHF, stands for ultra high frequency. And when you compare it to the visible light, their limitations can become really apparent because visible light is three orders of magnitude higher frequency, which is why I use it for stem cell memory transfer of thought into a cell. Now, when this is in a satellite, for the new satellites, you only have very few places that you can actually monitor human beings in the tomb because you have water vapor and the other gases that are in the diffractive visible light and infrared. And you can only have a single photon detection So let's say that you are a telescope on a spacecraft and you're restricted to only small sizes, you see, because the Earth-based transmission must blast quite a bit of that power of the spacecraft backwards. In other words, it's coming back at the spacecraft. So these space-to-Earth transmissions on that small size of receiver is a very large, what it has to have a very large cryogenically cooled receiver on the Earth. In other words, you need water on the Earth to have that powerful Earth transmitter to be able to have the unlimited compound, you see, to talk with by electronics to the spacecraft. So there are only certain people, you know, places on the Earth that you can have a clear signal. Now, I apologize to the people of New Mexico, but there are only New Mexico, which is why the government has all these labs there and those geoengineering experiments on the diamond dust, because they have to have a very dry, clear sky. In other words, areas. So you only have the places on the Earth that you can monitor human beings on the transfer of signals from one satellite to the other is in Chile. And the very arid regions of New Mexico, and the others in Spain, and the other ones in Australia. And of course, it just happens that these are the places where, in macro history, it goes back in evolutionary times, where the cosmic myths were developed by the tribes and the people in these areas. So you're only looking at three places: Chile, New Mexico, Spain, and Australia, where you have a different laser beam concept of which you have to develop a terrestrial communication network. Now this is life imposing. You might think that the stories of the laboratories in New Mexico are fantasized, or they are not. And I'm a walking testimony to that. And I know that's why Uncle Sam has always tried to keep me alive at every purpose. But the Saudi Arabians, with their water center, will be tied in with the Mars space science work, and the development of a new band of beyond the X band or the S band of the UHF antenna. But you need visible light, but the visible light is three orders of magnitude of higher frequency, and that's higher than a radio. So when the pin code system for putting DNA in a drop of water, and by the research that's been done on the code system, think about this for a moment. If you have a Bitcoin value based upon a unit by which your currency is determined via the real-world metrics of the death panel in Obamacare, and Obama, you know, they advised him how that would work. See, he touted that for the riots and all the Soros money and the thing to have it, that people were having equality. Well, why would they want more refugees in a country of which it has to be supported on lack of resources? So what's being monitored is the formation of value of resources against the value of the unit of currency. Now, I've given you a very powerful position here. This is real. This is the concept of this. You can twist this any way you like. Any way you like into, let's say, Ivana Trump's husband, who wanted to buy a building in New York, which he did for three times the value. And All because it had an address, 666. That can be coincidence, you know. That can be a talking point of the cocktail party. That can be a talking point of a vortex concept. Or that can be a talk of a laser comm, of a laser satellite, where you have higher data rates between the Earth and space, which happens to come out to the vortex of 666. That, you know, you can take it for what you want. The mathematicians, you know, thousands of years before Christ, were not living exactly completely in caves, because they documented all of it. So what I'm presenting to you is real world system of what we're really talking about. When we're talking about the formation of something, to, let's say, how to prevent a heart attack. Do you have a system by which you can determine the symptoms of what your heart attack would be like? Well, the heart itself has the frequencies of which we're talking about, the space platforms of which we're talking about, with the frequencies which come with the light, which could be determined in the metaphysics of things, as the chakras of the body and as various forms of light that we should determine many, many years before Christ. So what we have in terms of just looking at this space, are the chakra positions really the form, as Tesla pointed out, who invented the generator for electricity? And are the 12 chakras of the body actually the satellite determination of energy to measure the amount of worth in the human body? Or is that also a transmission of information, of which I have proposed in terms of light, which is going into the stem cell? It's something for you to think on. So you have a computer simulation of the Earth as a constraint of the universe, which is a theory at this point. And you have the idea of a time crystal, by which you can have the alteration of time going backwards, to be able to, and that's being measured now in quantum physics. So if you're going backwards into the terms of how time will be able to go forward, then what you're doing is determining in the Bitcoin the first value of the unit as a measurement of the unit, of which, quote, nothing will be exchanged or bartered unless the formation of about 666, and he who determines this is a very wise man. Now, I'm not saying that 666 is a process of this. I'm just saying that could be a coincidence, serendipity. It could be any one of those things. But if the value of the human being, based upon the legislation and regulation, is tied in with the determination of the value of the constraint of measuring that from space, then water becomes far more than a drinking fluid. And that is something for you to consider in terms of the value. So the researchers in Spain are using what they called the foundation of the highly sensitive solid base optical density assay to measure the plague bacteria. We will see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Marker pathways, and the idea, when I finish off the thought, and the concept of light, is that this, you're using an optical assay in the research labs in Spain, which is one of the four places on the earth where you can have that dark human hair, on the Yersinia pestiensis for pestilence. And the what you're measuring is really the enzyme-linked oligonucleotide, which is developed in such a way that that nucleotide can be a primer for the pestis, for pestilence, which is can be a bioterrorism threat. So the whole problem of monitoring and making a signal from a bacteria, which can be a potential bioterrorism threat, and do it from outer space, is where that places that in your mind, because I want you to understand it. So you have different settings of how the body particularly works. And in terms of what we call the interlude of the proteins, which are within the system of the bioterrorists, intentions of bioterrorism, pestilence, and how that was transferred, even though you need a modulator, which is a form of another animal. So with that being said, let us say that you're dealing with the Environmental Protection Agency and how they develop the idea within their regulations to control the major dams and the federal dams, the non-federal dams, the Columbia River Basin, things of that sort, and at the same time control the determination of DNA, nucleic acid, for fracking. In other words, you're taking DNA from contaminated wells and to determine where the drilling will be for precious stones. Now, keep in mind, when President Trump is talking to Saudi Arabia, he's being a trade in natural gas, as I mentioned in the second hour. But think about this for a moment. If you, you're giving them a site which costs a million and a half gallons of water, which are contaminated on each frack. So in other words, you're contaminating your own ground supply and trade for energy sources to be shipped out of Louisiana in ships and go to other countries, and to have that as a trade by which you're using your deals to support the business deals that are going to go on in America. So you're giving up as value the contaminated water, and you're also giving up contaminated soil for an economic value of 37 cents on the dollar for what you're putting forth into the product that you're shipping out of the United States. Now, the DNA is being used to find gems as part of the deal that's going to be going on in terms of Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia. And of course, this is all part of like one deal that is going on right now is the company, I think, is Rockpile Energy, has been bought by Kane Company for $284 million to do exactly what we've been talking about for the past 10 minutes. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I want to make sure I get Cindy from Texas. Cindy, are you still there? Hello, Cindy.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you for calling.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for being there. I just wanted to tell you that my prayer wheel includes you, that I pray for your healing, and blood of Jesus, I think, can do it.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that, and also I wanted to ask if y'all are ever going to air the Trump interviews.
Beg your pardon? What was that?
I said I wanted to know if you were ever going to air the Trump interview, the interviews that you did with Trump before the election.
Yes, I haven't been able to make a schedule for that or work with it because, you know, physically I haven't been able to make that arrangement. But I'm absolutely going to do it. Because you can really see the difference between how far ahead he was. He figured all that out in air, you know. Had his engineers work on chloramine, the thing, corn gauze, the whole deal worked out. In fact, In fact, thank you for answering that. I think I have a note. Yes. Representative Frank Pallone, who's a Democrat from New Jersey, has sent a bill for $22.5 billion for the drinking infrastructure, which will include the those two interviews with Donald Trump before he was president. Isn't that amazing?
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to hear it, because we're starting to just, you know, he's doing things that, aren't proving that he knows what's going on
with
our drinking water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. And and because without, the way I put it to him, of course, he's he's a real estate builder and the rest of it is an obvious thing to say. But it wasn't, you know, he thought about it, and he always thought about it, because he put in his own water cooling systems in his hotels. Like, there are many miniature, you know, water districts in his hotel, but in his hotels. But he was, you know, you can't build real estate, you can't do things unless you have water. I mean, you have to have water to it. That's all there is to it. And we're losing our water, and the water supply, if it's not protected, there's no way. You can have all the jobs to think about. You can have all the things you're going to do. You still have to have water to do it. In order to run the big computers, to be able to, like the National Security Agency, look what they did. They bought most of Utah's water just to have the NSA. You know? So it's...
Chicago is before a fall.
What's that?
I said, pride always goes before a fall.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, welcome.
But I just wanted to also say that there's, you made a statement that this about the seed banks and the genes bank.
Yes.
That nothing can be, you know, that those things can't be recreated, but they can be recreated by the Creator. You know, it talks in the... In the Bible, it talks about the earth becoming worn like an old garment, and also, you know, reeling back and forth like a drunkard. You know, things that are coming true. But it also promises of a new heaven and a new earth. And it's just becoming so obvious that that's what it's going to be.
Well, what did you think? Don't you go away. Yeah, don't you go away on this one. I think, what did you think of my comments off the thing about the metaphysics of the soul having value?
Oh, I know the soul has value, but I believe each soul is unique.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Each soul is a one of a kind. I think maybe God might give some people a second chance in reincarnation, but I don't think I'm going to have that chance. I'm too old, you know. Maybe I'm an old soul already. I had my chart read, and they said I was a man in every other lifetime, but
well, yeah, you probably in your reincarnation, that's absolutely possible.
I'm going to believe in Jesus. I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to get to meet him, and I don't want to go through this again. I mean, I'm going to fly away. No more cold iron shackles on my feet.
Well, you know, one of the things that's really interesting when you talk with senators and the rest of the thing, you know, they'll have a bottle of water there. And you ask them about the whole point that, you know, what they're trying to do is to set themselves up to survive the next nuclear war and then come out from under the ground, just like the Hopi Indians are predicting. The only problem with that is that your selective choice of how you survive is determined now, not later. This is where our problems are, in terms of that I see.
Why?
In other words, you know, and another thing, they feel they're invincible. See, they have their own waste disposal units, they have their own foods, they have their own things, you know, and they have their own homes. Like, you take Dianne Feinstein, who's been a senator for a long time, and they have a lot of homes because her husband deals with China, and they make, you know, a lot of deals, you know, and I think, but it's no secret that she lives in, she has a home in Aspen, Colorado. Now, if you look around the neighborhood, when in my days when I was, looking at ranches and things like that, the sales thing was not about the ranch that I was interested in having the animals and the rest of it. It was the fact I'd be close to Dianne Feinstein. Now, this was a long time ago.
Those underground tunnels.
Yeah. And the thing is, then of course, movie stars live around there too, you know, because of the atmosphere. It's supposed to have, solace and protection from the public, things like that. But I swear to God, water's everything. And I can remember saying, well, I'd like to have a due diligence report on the water and the soil situation on the ranch and the tendency, because and they mentioned a movie star's name, drinks the same water that runs through this property you're looking at. And that was a real statement. And I said, but the real estate person years ago, they didn't know what the phrase due diligence meant, because people were so amortized, in terms of, I'm living next to a senator, or I'm living next to a movie star, or they didn't give a damn that the water was contaminated. And which, by the way, turned out to be true after doing a report. And I had to teach real estate agents what the phrase due diligence was, which happens to be in the real estate books. See? And the thing is, it's in their training manuals. It's on their examination to become a real estate agent. And no damn idea what the hell I was talking about. And that's where I see us now. We've become taken over by the regulations that control our very being, our health, and what we drink, what we eat, the process of it. It's just like last week. What was it? It's okay to have more salt. It won't affect your increased blood pressure.
Don't
worry about it, you know what I mean?
Salt's your way to health is sick. Himalayan salt.
Yeah, right. You know, breathe out. That's what I'm doing. I'm thinking that's what I do with the stem cells, what I'm doing. That's why I need the ocean, because the ocean salt is really very, very, very helpful. Listen, Cindy, I've got to go, but I'm really pleased as can be that you called. And
wanted to tell you that I'm praying for you, and I'm not ready for you to go.
Thank you.
To stay around. You need to have a voice. We need to hear what you have to say. You need to write your book. You got too much to do.
I know.
And I'm just praying for healing for you, Dr. Parker.
Thank you very much, Cindy. And I really appreciate that. Because people always are coming after me, and they want to pick my brain all the time, and I don't have a chance to even have a good cup of coffee. You know what I mean? Listen, Cindy, I'm grateful to be here, and thank you for listening.
Well, I think
that's
you're
in my heart.
And I hope I meet you in heaven. I love you, Dr. Parker. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And the whole thing is that agriculture for the future is going to be grown on the side of buildings, so, and that's where that's heading. I wanted to get into some of the products that are made by cows with the unfiltered milk, and I wanted to get into things of that sort, and how soybeans are being used to make products, particularly for packaging and textiles and horticultures, and there are all kinds of aspects which have to do with the value. See, this gets into the big con, the coin value in terms of this. So what we have is that the EPA is agreeing to consider a copper mine in Alaska, a watershed that feeds the world's salmon habitats of the world, and that water is contaminated with copper. And the CIA is warning of the water security threats, and that's some of the material it takes to Saudi Arabia. And the Air Force is still providing bottled water to Washington State at Hanover. Of course, that's always been radioactive. That was from the Second World War. It's been contaminated with firefighting materials. And President Trump has signed an executive order to prepare with all federal agencies for cyber attack from the United States Chemical Safety Board. And the West Virginia chemical spill that shut down 300,000 people, and that was in 2014, but it hasn't made any recommendation. EPA has not done anything about it, so that's still going on. So the oil company has been found guilty of using these chemicals to disguise these illegal discharges in the Gulf of Mexico, and there have been more than 6,000 spills in the horizontal oil and gas wells over the 10 years. So there are two House committees. They're holding hearings to discuss the legislation related to water planning and funding. This is the first time this has ever been done. And we're supposed to be contributing to that hearing. And there's been 6,622 reported spills from the natural gas fracking wells from four states. The top state for the fracking contamination in the United States is New Mexico, and the next is Colorado, and the next is North Dakota, and the next is Pennsylvania. I would have expected Pennsylvania to be on the top of the list. And these are close to 10,000 liters of drilling waste and oil and these hydraulic fracking chemicals, which on Parker Pathways we exposed. And that's a fact. We were the ones, of course. And, a liter is 1,000 cc, so you're going to have 10 million cc's of spills from New Mexico alone, which contaminates most of the Colorado River. There's approximately, for water reuse and recycling products, there's $23 million that's been allocated, and we'll go to six projects and in the Bureau of Reclamation. And, of course, in Bristol Bay, the big lawsuit that I wanted to talk about today, of course, is in Bristol Bay about the EPA, has settled a lawsuit brought by a partnership to develop these open pit copper mines in a watershed that feeds one of the salmon habitats. Now, one of the things that is very important you have perfluorinated chemicals in wells near the Air Force Base at the Fairchild Air Force Base and outside of Spokane, Washington. And these two chemicals are used in foam for fighting fires, but there are other chemicals that are added to that, which we talked about 2 years ago. It's in this case. And that was this was one of the cases I filed on in the unexcured briefs at the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court will take this case in a few weeks. And this is about the groundwater contamination that is linked to President Obama's suppressing of the information. This is actually a case against the former president. And the critical infrastructure from cyber attacks that will affect the dams and the hydraulic systems and the water meters in the country, President Trump has signed an executive order to set up a cybersecurity system to protect the dams. And then you have the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has signed, long needed, the Fairbanks Declaration that to protect in the Arctic the water supplies and in the support and placed in the Paris Agreement for the protection of the water from snow, ice, and permafrost in the Arctic. And this had to be done because most of the North Pole is contaminated with chemicals that are in the snow. And that, of course, melts for the water supply. It goes to the dams and changes the dams in terms of their chemistry because of the product that mixed it in. The environment. This is directly against the environmentalists, against Soros, against Warren Buffett and his investments, and is against the Party of Eight. The G7 meeting, of course, will occur during the meeting coming in with Trump when he goes in the G7 meeting. Of course, all the borders will be blocked. None of the refugees will be able to cross in each other's country during that period of time because of safety. Now, the Nile River is in when Ethiopia is going to be contaminated, filling a large reservoir. Now, in Ethiopia, coming into this reservoir and the river's main branch is going to cause a national security issue between Egypt and Ethiopia. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We only have a few minutes left. I was getting into the federal water determination, so we have a caller. I want to make sure I get in, because I said I'd get everyone in today. This is Minerva from New Mexico. Hello, Minerva.
Hi, Dr. Parker. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. I barely have one. I'm all stem celled up.
I understand. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sure do. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to say, I know you that I had shared with you, the sun looking through my window and all those weird distorted colors around it. And you can pick it up much better with a camera or a camera phone. And I sort of have been following the geoengineering and this, what's his name, David Keith? Is he the professor from Harvard? Yeah, David Keith. And, you know, it's sort of the, it's interesting because now there's a word for fracking, because all the people who've done, sorry, not fracking, chemtrails, all the people who refuse to believe in chemtrails now are being tugged, you know, under this facade of this geoengineering, which is going to save us from global warming. And they're dumping all these other new chemicals, and, you know, it's very concerning, and I just can't, I see all these people who are protesting, and they're aware of things, plants, animals, people, and everybody's got their cause, and, you know, usually a human nature to care about each other and ourselves and what's going on, and is there something in this stuff they've been dumping on us for half a decade now, longer, that is affecting people's brains, that they don't look up at the sky and say, oh, we have no air traffic, but today there's 60 crisscrosses in the sky. People won't even look up. They don't want to hear about it. And I thought, well, these are smart people. There's a lot of people I know. They're very bright people. They're very aware of other things. Is there something in these chemicals that sort of, it's like it's erasing a connection that we have with this beautiful earth and caring about the brain.
Yeah, it's in the neurons of the brain. It's a form of an aluminum basic and basic of this, and it's also a perfluoric acid, which is perfectly set up in such a way to affect the neuron of the brain. Now, the neurons that's being affected by these type of chemicals have been tested out. Of course, they're in the base of the brain. You're in the form of what's called the amygdala of the brain. And, of course, that's setting up where you have cognitive awareness. And you're absolutely correct. It's a very dangerous situation we're in. What's happening is, because I only have a minute left on the program, but this is one of the things that's important, and you're bringing up exactly what the geoengineering is all about. In other words, the United Nations wishes to place a chemical process by which they can shade the sun from the earth to decrease global warming, all right? That's their thinking, all right? Of course, we've gone into this before. You have to have water vapor to come in, because the vapor, the infrared, changes off the water molecule in the atmosphere to cause different densities. So they can affect your brain to keep...
Yeah, we need the sun, and we should know better than to mess with Mother Nature, no matter what.
Absolutely.
That's
exactly right.
He's not a human being. I'm sorry.
Listen, you sweet, sweet lady. My show ends in 45 seconds.
I know.
You call again, and I'm with you 1,000%, because you're totally right. I got to go.
All right. I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Great rose in the desert. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, my producer, to the audience, and for real. And thank you for Saudi Arabia, and always wanted to be a sheikh.
Business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.